Test 1. Listen carefully. In this test, there are 3 words to a line. I'm going to read 1 word from each line. Beside the word I read, there is a letter. Shade this letter on your answer sheet. Here are 2 examples. Example 1. Beat. The word I read was B-E-A-T. Beat. So the correct answer for example 1 is A. This is recorded by shading answer space A against number 1. Example 2, park. The word I read was P-A-R-K, park. So the correct answer for example 2 is C. This is recorded by shading answer space C against number 2. Now, get ready to answer the rest of test 1 on your answer sheet. Start at number 1. Number 1, nip. Number 2, pear. Number 3, debt. Number 4, Merck. Number 5, Dome. Number 6, Worry. Number 7, Lust. Number 8, Valor. Number 9, odor. Number 10, ton.
Test 2. Listen carefully. In this test, there are 3 words to a line. I'm going to read 1 word from each line. Beside the word I read, there's a letter. Shade this letter on your answer sheet. Here are 2 examples. Example 1, seeds. The word I read was S-E-E-D-S, seeds. So the correct answer for example 1 is B. This is recorded by shading answer space B against number 1. Example 2, bent. The word I read was B-E-N-T, bent. So the correct answer for example 2 is A. It is recorded by shading answer space A against number 2. Now get ready to answer the rest of test 2 on your answer sheet. Start at number 11. Number 11. Ray. Number 12, stance. Number 13, mule. Number 14, buzzes. Number 15, laughed. Number 16, weepy. Number 17, sleek. Number 18, mystery. Number 19, path. Number 20, butter.
Test 3. Listen carefully. In this test, there are 4 words to a line. I'm going to read 1 word from each line. Beside the word I read, there is a letter. Shade this letter on your answer sheet. Here are 2 examples. Example 1, watch. The word I read was W-A-T-C-H, watch. So the correct answer for example 1 is D. This is recorded by shading answer space D against number 1. Example 2, slime. The word I read was S-L-I-M-E, slime. So the correct answer for example 2 is A. This is recorded by shading answer space A against number 2. Now get ready to answer the rest of test 3 on your answer sheet. Start at number 21. Number 21, grade. Number 22, patch. Number 23, vendor. Number 24, wine. Number 25, dead. Number 26, raw. Number 27, pearl.
Test 4. Listen carefully. In this test, there are 3 sentences in each group. I'm going to read 1 sentence from each group. Beside the sentence I read, there's a letter. Shade this letter on your answer sheet. Here are 2 examples. Example 1, he couldn't play. The sentence I read was sentence C, he couldn't play. So the correct answer for example 1 is C. This is recorded by shading answer space C against number 1. Example 2, this team has power. The sentence I read was sentence A. This team has power. So the correct answer for example 2 is A. This is recorded by shading answer space A against number 2. Now get ready to answer the rest of test 4 on your answer sheet. Start at number 28. Number 28. He said, squat. Number 29, please spell cattle. Number 30, the stress is on the word feel. Number 31, wits is the word. Number 32, she said, taking. Number 33, I thought it was vague. Number 34, Jane mispronounced the word cheat.
Test 5. In this test, the word you will hear does not appear on your word list. That word only rhymes with one of the words on the list. Example 1. Listen to this word, pet. Which of the four words in example 1 rhymes with pet? The correct word is set. The other words do not rhyme with pet. The letter written against set is C, and this is recorded by shading outer space C against number 1. Example 2. Listen to this word, sing. Which of the four words in example 2 rhymes with sing? The correct word is wing. The other words do not rhyme with sing. The letter written against wing is D, and this is recorded by shading answer space D against number 2. Now, get ready to answer the rest of test 5 on your answer sheet. Start at number 35. Number 35, friends. Number 36, munch. Number 37, term. Number 38, late. Number 39, sign. Number 40, hoard. Number 41, raising. Number 42, reckless.
Test 6. You're now going to hear some questions and answers. The questions will all be different, and the answers always the same. You have to choose the one question which goes with the repeated answer. Here are two examples. Example 1. Who borrowed your newspaper?
He borrowed my newspaper.
Did John borrow your newspaper?
He borrowed my newspaper.
Did he steal your newspaper?
He borrowed my newspaper.
The correct answer is C, because
he borrowed my newspaper.
Answers the question,
did he steal your newspaper?
This is recorded by shading answer space C against number 1. Example 2. What is the capital of Britain?
London is the capital of Britain.
Is London the capital of Britain?
London is the capital of Britain.
What country is London the capital of?
London is the capital of Britain.
The correct answer is A, because
London is the capital of Britain.
Answers the question,
what is the capital of Britain?
This is recorded by shading answer space A against number 2. In the test which follows, you will hear only the answers. The questions will not be read. Now get ready to answer the rest of test 6 on your answer sheet. Start at number 43. Number 43. The cake tasted nice. Number 44. They will be there. Number 45. Vera makes me happy. Number 46, it was a promise. Number 47, we shall recite a poem. Number 48. All children play pranks. Number 49. Obi was their pride. Number 50. Supporters jubilated all night. Number 51. Daisy has repented. Number 52. Sule saw Hanan dancing.
Test 7. You're now going to hear some short conversations. After each conversation, read the three statements on your question paper and decide which of them is correct. Shade the appropriate space on your answer sheet. Here's an example.
He said the exercise was well done.
That's what he said. Both are doubtful as to whether the exercise was well done. The correct answer is therefore statement C. This is recorded by shading answer space C. Now get ready to answer the rest of test 7 on your answer sheet. Start at number 53. Number 53.
He proudly displayed our culture.
He did. Number 54.
We shall overcome this.
We shall. Number 55.
Dan is crying.
He is. Number 56.
That's very insulting.
Very.
Test 8. You're now going to hear a short conversation between two speakers, a man and a woman, in a narrative. Both the conversation and the narrative will be played to you twice. Immediately after hearing each of them, you'll be asked two questions. From your question paper, decide on the correct answers. On your answer sheet, shade the space of the appropriate letter. There are no examples for this test. Therefore, get ready to start at number 57. Conversation.
There was a dreadful din at the Ampoma compound last night. I wonder what was happening.
There was a beating that shocked everybody.
Again? Why do they treat that poor young man in that manner after...
Hold on a minute. What are you talking about?
Kofi, of course. Ampuma's nephew.
Nephew? I thought he was just your gate man and dog's body.
He is the son of Ampuma's late sister. He was forced to leave school and train as a security person when his parents died.
Wow. And he endured the insults and slaps from his cousin, Taki?
That's why I always refer to him as a weakling. Why can't he beat up this imperious cousin of his?
Are you ready to listen to the end of the story?
I'm sorry. Please tell me, what happened?
Kofi was asked to assist the two Ampuma daughters to do their homework as it was close to their bedtime. They were facing some difficulty in doing the exercises.
Oh, so he's also a supply teacher.
Quite so. When Taki got to the gate from work, it took Kofi some time to run down from the girls' study to open the gate. And this earned him two dirty slaps from his cousin. Even though Kofi explained why he didn't open the gate early enough, Taki kept on insulting him.
Oh, Kofi, what kind of weakness is this?
In spite of the insults being rained on him, Kofi, in his usual composed manner, managed to close and lock the gate. Apparently, his composure so infuriated Taki that he slapped Kofi and spat on his face. The next moment, Taki was on the floor, wondering what had hit him and screaming like a hungry baby boy.
Serves him right. Kofi is not a weakling after all.
Not at all. Just respectful and disciplined. Everybody in the house, even some of his neighbors, rushed there to find out what was amiss.
Where was Kofi then?
In his room, singing softly to himself, tidying up and packing things.
He's had enough.
He is to be commended for his patience, tolerance, and endurance.
Truly admirable qualities. A fine gentleman. Though strong, he kept his cool all the time that he was being maltreated.
Listen to the conversation again.
There was a dreadful din at the Ampomo compound last night. I wonder what was happening.
There was a beating that shocked everybody.
Again? Why do they treat that poor young man in that manner?
Hold on a minute. What are you talking about?
Kofi, of course. Ampomo's nephew.
Nephew? I thought he was just your gate man and dog's body.
He is the son of Ampomo's late sister. He was forced to leave school and train as a security person when his parents died.
Wow. And he endured the insults and slaps from his cousin, Taki?
That's why I always refer to him as a weakling. Why can't he beat up this imperious cousin of his?
Are you ready to listen to the end of the story?
I'm sorry. Please tell me, what happened?
Kofi was asked to assist the two Ampomo daughters to do their homework, as it was close to their bedtime. They were facing some difficulty in doing the exercises.
Oh, so he's also a supply teacher.
Quite so. When Taki got to the gate from work, it took Kofi some time to run down from the girls' study to open the gate. And this earned him two dirty slaps from his cousin. Even though Kofi explained why he didn't open the gate early enough, Taki kept on insulting him.
Oh, Kofi, what kind of weakness is this?
In spite of the insults being rained on him, Kofi, in his usual composed manner, managed to close and lock the gate. Apparently, his composure so infuriated Taki that he slapped Kofi and spat on his face. The next moment, Taki was on the floor, wondering what had hit him and screaming like a hungry baby boy.
Serves him right. Kofi is not a weakling after all.
Not at all. Just respectful and disciplined. Everybody in the house, even some of his neighbors, rushed there to find out what was amiss.
Where was Kofi then?
In his room, singing softly to himself, tidying up and packing things.
He's had enough.
He is to be commended for his patience, tolerance, and endurance.
Truly admirable qualities. A fine gentleman. Though strong, he kept his cool all the time that he was being maltreated.
Number 57. According to the conversation, number 58. With the conversation, we learn that narrative.
I was scandalized one day at a university campus when a student snapped her own mother before all her hallmates, causing them to ridicule this poor loving mother who had, in her poverty, traveled a long distance to visit her daughter and bring her some foodstuffs from their farm. I've heard also about people who warn their spouses never to visit them in their workplaces or in the institutions where they are pursuing further studies. The reason for this is that some people refuse to acknowledge their supposed loved ones in public because they feel ashamed of them. My concern, however, is that if one doesn't feel ashamed to be with one's people in the privacy of their home, why should one be embarrassed to acknowledge them in public? I consider such behavior as selfish, hypocritical, and lacking in confidence. This tendency of some people to cold-shoulder their parents, spouses, or siblings in public should be condemned. You can't love someone in private and snub them in public. My belief is that anybody who cold-shoulders a parent, spouse, or relative because he or she feels they look grotty should be considered a failure. Our elders have said that if you get attracted to something in a waste yard, you can retrieve it, rehabilitate it, and use it with pride. It is worth noting here that though that thing may not have originally belonged to you, you can make it good and use it. It stands to reason, therefore, that when something of yours does not measure up to standard, the best thing to do is to polish it up to the level that you'll be proud to be associated with and then show it off. So the advice is that if our loved ones don't dress, speak, or behave in an acceptable way, let us teach them so that they will not be a source of embarrassment to us in public.
Listen to the narrative again.
I was scandalized one day at a university campus when a student snubbed her own mother before all her hallmates, causing them to ridicule this poor loving mother who had, in her poverty, traveled a long distance to visit her daughter and bring her some foodstuffs from their farm. I've heard also about people who warn their spouses never to visit them in their workplaces or in the institutions where they are pursuing further studies. The reason for this is that some people refuse to acknowledge their supposed loved ones in public because they feel ashamed of them. My concern, however, is that if one doesn't feel ashamed to be with one's people in the privacy of their home, why should one be embarrassed to acknowledge them in public? I consider such behavior as selfish, hypocritical, and lacking in confidence. This tendency of some people to cold-shoulder their parents, spouses, or siblings in public should be condemned. You can't love someone in private and snub them in public. My belief is that anybody who cold shoulders a parent, spouse, or relative because he or she feels they look grotty should be considered a failure. Our elders have said that if you get attracted to something in a waste yard, you can retrieve it, rehabilitate it, and use it with pride. It is worth noting here that though that thing may not have originally belonged to you, you can make it good and use it. It stands to reason, therefore, that when something of yours does not measure up to standard, the best thing to do is to polish it up to the level that you'll be proud to be associated with and then show it off. So the advice is that if our loved ones don't dress, speak, or behave in an acceptable way, let us teach them so that they will not be a source of embarrassment to us in public.
Number 59, according to the narrative. Number 60, from the narrative we learn that